How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Hope you're having a great Thursday. Tomorrow, guys, we are at Twin Peaks, Kennesaw. Special broadcast of Dukes and Bell. Mike's back tomorrow. So make sure you come by and hang out with your boys. We'll be broadcasting live from 2 to 6, checking out and getting you ready for game 2 of the NBA Finals and much more as we get ready for another big weekend. Braves and all the things that are going on. Hey, we want to give you a chance right now as we start hour number 2. For a chance to win the Staycation Comfort Giveaway and be one of our winners, I just posted on social media. You can go to ReliableAir.com as they are continuing to give these opportunities away. But it is a $150 gas card, $150 grocery gift card, and a free cooling system tune-up, all compliments of Reliable Heating and Air. So caller number 8 is going to win day at 404-726-0929.
Hey, can I win that? That sounds pretty good.
It's a great giveaway, man. And in this economy, it's a great opportunity for you to get some help. And we want to give you a chance to do that. So, yeah,
404. You know what I paid for gas today?
I don't want to know.
No, it's actually
it's good. What?
$3.77.
Oh, that is good.
That's the lowest I've seen.
Yeah, that is good. Because I'm tired of seeing these fours.
It's 5.
Yeah. I'm trying to. I will drive around till I'm almost empty. Okay. to try to find a bargain.
He's riding around. Just, he's getting it.
That's it. I'm just trying to ride around. But 404-726-0929. Caller 8's going to win that. Again, thanks to our friends at Reliable Heating and Air. If you're just tuning in, Chris wants the Braves and Double A. That's Alex Anthopoulos. To shore up this thing, despite the fact that we are 22 games over 500, Chris Sale going for the sweep tonight. He's 8-3. Another Cy Young Award for this dude?
Should be 10-3, by the way.
He's been great.
Because they were those two starts where they literally didn't score a run for him.
He's been great, man. And Chris said he's keeping a folder. We'll get back into that conversation because he says there are a few things he wants to see addressed. And not later, now.
Something to ponder, Carl.
That's
all.
That's the folder.
That's all.
Something to ponder.
It's the something to ponder.
Okay. We'll dive back into that. Your thoughts on the NBA Finals as well. Numbers have been good, by the way, for the NBA playoffs. Numbers have been good, and I expect this to not change. If the Spurs can make it a series. Look, if they go down 0-2 or it's 3-0, you're not watching because you know what's going to happen.
Well, the Western Conference Final, the irony was, Carl, it went 7.
Yeah.
But the games kind of stunk. It was back and forth, back and forth in terms of blowout, 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 blowout. So, yes, you got the full experience, but the individual games themselves, it was like one team would score 90 and the other team would score 120 every night. It didn't make sense.
Yeah, it was weird. It was almost like we're going to handle business on our home floor and then we're going to handle business on our home floor until the Spurs handled business 6 and 7. But we'll get back into that conversation as well. You guys can always find us on social media. We'd love to hear from you. We got some great texts and tweets already in regards to Spurs last night blowing an opportunity and the Knicks. Some Hawks fans are saying, look, I hate to admit it, but I don't mind if the Knicks win because they beat us. And that means they, in fact, were the best team in the NBA this year. And it just looks that way right now. We will see how this shakes out. But to your point, they won by, 10 last night?
Yeah.
And you didn't get all the things you needed from all the other guys. And Brunson, again, 30 points, but it was not a Brunson-type performance where he was very efficient. So we'll see where this goes, man. All right, guys, you can hit us up. Right now, though, we got to get to the NFL in 4th and 1.
Real quick, Carl, before we get into football, I wanted to ask you this because you brought up the Hawks and the Knicks.
Yeah.
I think the score's kind of settled now. It's kind of even. We got them with Trey taking the bow at the Garden and the dice. And then they punked us this year. Is this thing a rivalry next year? Or is the fact that Trey's not here anymore, does that take... They're still chanting bleep Trey Young, by the way.
Which I don't understand.
And he's not even here. He's in Washington.
Yeah.
But is this thing... Do the Hawks have a chip on their shoulder when they play the Knicks?
All right, look, from where I sit, This is how I'm feeling.
And you sit in a pretty privileged position, if I do say so.
This is what I'm feeling right now, okay? And look, I'm about to say this, and some people are going to be like, man, I can't believe you said that. It's a rivalry because they beat the snot out of you. And for me, in the first game next season against the Knicks, I don't care if they win the chip or not, somebody's got to get thrown out. After that ass kicking they gave us, Chris, somebody's got to grab Josh Hart and throw him into the stands.
Mo Gay, you got six.
Okay?
You got six.
Take the fine early, the suspension that comes along with it, but let these fools know we will not tolerate this.
Landale, you got six.
Okay?
Use them.
Is that too much?
Double O. You got six.
That's where I'm at. Then let's go play some basketball. That's how I feel. Now, some of you will be saying, well, didn't Dyson Daniels get thrown out? Yeah, because Dyson didn't want to be at that game. Neither did I.
That was after the fact. That was after the fact, man.
Neither did I.
That doesn't count.
Dyson's walking out past me. I'm like, can I go with you? Can I leave with you? I don't want to be here either watching this
crap. If we draft a Dave Mara, you got six. Use them.
I'm just saying, this is where I'm at. Some of you, it may be too aggressive. Dukes is too aggressive. That's how I feel about this. You ask me if it's a rivalry? Yeah, because they humiliated us. And some people will say, well, it was last season. I don't give a damn.
Well, we humiliated them.
I don't care
back
about
that.
Back in
the day. So that's why I think it's even right now. I think it's 1-1.
So that's where I'm at. I mean, that's how I want to see the game start. And the Hawks and Knicks are about to tip. And oh, my!
And Steve's going, they've resorted to thuggery.
Yes, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's what I want to see. First tip, I don't understand why Josh Hart got thrown into the stands. I don't understand it.
He's a dirty, rotten player.
That's exactly right. 404-726-0929. Here's the thing, though. You got to beat him on the court, man. You know, for it to be a rivalry, we have to show up and we have to beat them on the court. But what we realize this year, and I think a lot of NBA fans realize it, regular season sometimes just doesn't mean as much. And when you're playing teams, and what I'm telling you is there are nights where teams show up and you're not going to get what you saw in those playoffs, but you get it in the playoffs. And the teams like OKC the Spurs. Spurs won 62 games this year. You didn't take nights off. Like, this is who we're going to be. We're trying to create a culture and an identity. And I want to see what that's going to be for the Hawks. But, yeah, man, I think it's a rivalry. Is that too much? All right, fair.
Bring it.
404-726-0929. Let's talk about Mr. Unlimited. Russell Wilson officially retires from the NFL. He's joining CBS Sports. Mike and I talked a little bit about this. But he's a Hall of Famer, right? He's a Hall of Famer, right?
Did he play his way out of the Hall of Fame?
How? He did what most veteran guys do. He was chasing at the end.
Carl, he has not been good in a long time. That bottom third of his Pro Football Reference page is ugly.
But didn't he do enough in his prime to get there? And that's, to me, one of the things I've been debating over the last couple of days when I heard this.
Does one get you in anymore?
Well, it was two appearances, and many people will tell you his coaching staff blew it.
Okay, but that's great. If my aunt had hair on her back, she'd be my uncle.
I don't want to hear about it.
I'm just saying.
I don't want to hear about
it. He's got one. He doesn't have two. Does one
get you in
anymore?
He went to two Super Bowls.
Does one get you in anymore? Big Ben's definitely going in.
Well, look, I think one can get you in. Multiples obviously put you in another level. That's the elite of the elites. But
is he top 10 in any statistical category? I don't think
passing
he is.
Yards? Did he throw for 50,000 yards?
I don't know. I mean, I'm looking it up right now. Pro Football Reference page. I would doubt if he's top 10.
37, by the way, retiring to go be basically taking Matt Ryan's spot, to be honest with you. That's what he's going to do on the pregame show on CBS. And look, I think he'll be great.
No, is your answer, by the way.
No, he did not.
40, a tick under 47,000.
Okay, because 50,000 gets you in. Everybody that's had 50,000 yards passing, including Matt Ryan, who I think is going to get in, he may not be a first ballot, is going to get in.
He's got 353 touchdowns for his career.
That's a lot.
That's pretty good.
That's
only
114 picks. That ratio is fantastic.
It is. But that's what that's Russell's MO, right? He didn't, in his prime, he didn't turn the ball over. And his ability, his escapability created more time for him to deliver the ball down the field. Look, I
10-time Pro Bowler. I didn't realize that.
He's a Hall of Famer, man.
Yeah, he might be.
He's a Hall of Famer. I know it's weird because, again, we get caught up in, oh, he's weird.
His last good season.
2019? 2020?
2021. Yeah, 2021. So he had one, two, three. Yeah, he had like four pretty pedestrian years in a row to end his career. But the highs were really high.
They were really high. His Seattle years were really good.
How much does it count, if at all, that he's widely unliked?
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that kind of gets in the way of what you just laid out about the Pro Bowls and the what he did achieve in his career. I don't know if that should matter. I mean, you know, how he handled Denver was a joke. But what happened was he got an enormous bag. And he was feeling himself.
Yeah, he walked in there and said, I want my own office next to Sean Payton.
You know?
And Sean Payton was like, what in the world are you talking about?
So, but you know what? He still has Sierra. Not a bad life for Russell Wilson. Congratulations, man, on a good career.
How's he going to do in TV?
I think he'll do fine. And look, I don't know if people thought Matt was going to be what Matt was.
We knew.
And he was great.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed him. I mean, I'm sure he's enjoying being home with the kids now and this job. But, yeah, I thought Matt was great, man. I think he'll be fine. The deal with Russ is, to your point about the whether he's liked or not, I think there's a genuine thing that with Matt Ryan that comes off. And if Russell can do that, then people will dig it. Hey, man, let me hear Jared Verse, because everybody's talking about the trade and everybody wants to know what Myles Garrett thought. What about Jared Verse? What was his honest reaction to being traded?
It caught me by surprise. I was, I loved LA. I loved the coaches, the organization, my teammates, you know, everybody a part of it, the staff, the fans, you know, I loved the whole vibe of LA, Los Angeles, the Rams, you know, and it was upsetting. I was upset for, you know, a good little bit of time. But when you're an athlete, you understand the nature of business. People, everybody does what they think is best for their business, and, you know, that's the situation that I'm in. I'm happy to be a part of the Browns. You know, I'm happy that they believed in me and they were able to make that trade and bring me here, you know, be with my teammates, be with everybody here. And I truly do believe in everybody in the locker room. But it was upsetting at first. But, you know, you got two choices. You can either work or you can give up, and I ain't never been a quitter.
Okay.
What a good soldier he is, man. Wow. I cracked up at the point where he goes, I'm happy to be a Cleveland Brown. Okay. All right. Well, could you imagine, Carl, you're an ascending star at your position in the NFL.
Keep going.
You're on the best team in the NFL.
I like it.
You're a centerpiece of the defense on the best team in the NFL.
Mm.
And you get traded for the best player at the position in the NFL to Cleveland. Imagine waking up to that text from your agent in the morning. Jared, we got to talk, bud. It sounds like a death in the family. Like, there's been a transaction. I regret to inform you that you have been traded to Cleveland.
Day-Day said a couple of days back that you still feel like he can go there and get his bag and achieve the things he wants.
Yeah, this can work in his favor in that aspect, I think. Like, you know, from a fan perspective, yes, this looks terrible. Like when Jared Goff, got traded to the Lions, everybody's like, oh, that's it for him. And then you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he turned around.
So I feel like he won in the sense that he can go there, go out, show and prove that he's worth more money, and Cleveland will either have to pony it up or somebody will. So, yeah, it's a sucky situation because he's not going to win. At least it doesn't look like it.
Day-Day, I got to be honest, Day-Day.
He can go out there and ball out and earn some money.
I don't think he won anything, Carl.
You don't? You don't think so?
He would have gotten paid regardless. You don't think L.A. would have paid him to be their premier edge rusher for the next 8 years?
Might have.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
Like, because not only is Cleveland a dumpster fire of an organization, you got this circus at quarterback that you got to deal with now, too. You went from having the MVP and Matt Stafford as your quarterback to Deshaun Watson or Shedeur Sanders. Oh, man.
Well, he did say...
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
You know, even though he wasn't out there yesterday, he said from what he saw, those guys look like guys that are trying to win a Super Bowl.
Again, this guy, I'm just saying,
that's what he said.
This guy has a heck of a PR guy that has trained him up well. From that statement we heard to what Day-Day just said, that is a finely groomed young gentleman right there.
Oh, wow. All right. I didn't realize that, Day-Day. Coming up, we'll find out what is on Day-Day's mind in about 20 minutes, but when we come back, are they finally on the same page, and what does it mean for the sport? It's Dukes and Bell.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.